Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Wake Up Hollywood with Nikki Kalula and Eddie Pence, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hollywood, this is your host with the most, Nikki Kalula. We are welcoming back an amazing tap dance group. Tap That. Say hello, ladies.
Hi.
Hello, everyone.
Just introduce yourselves real quick.
I'm Selena Lee.
All right.
And I'm Emma Grosjean.
All right. Look at that. Our studio audience loves you already. And we have one missing, right?
We are. She's in that LA traffic.
You know what? That is so LA.
I know, that 405 to the 101.
That's the worst. You know what? I gave up the 10 to the 405 thinking it would be, it's going to be better, the 101, 405. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no, it's way worse. The 101, 405, that's murder.
I feel like they're all bad.
They're all bad.
They're all murder.
Well, they're all murder. Exactly. Yeah. You're from Aussie land, so you're like, what is up with this traffic? There ain't traffic like this in Australia.
I know. My parents complain, and I'm like, are you serious? You have not been on the 405.
You're like, you don't know.
You don't know. You haven't felt it.
So, Talina, you were on the show about 2 years ago.
I was, yes.
And I remember because it was such a cool thing. You did a solo performance. Hello, hello. So, Talina, you did a solo performance, and now you tripled in size. You've got three ladies.
I know.
Three of the five. We got 60% of the group.
Yes.
Yeah, hello, cool. How are you? Hi. Welcome.
Hi.
We just started, so you just got in there around time. Yeah, you made it.
Right.
Boom. Yeah. So, you're from Australia, you're from Jersey. Yes. Tell us each what city and territory, I guess, you're from.
Well, I'm from Newcastle, but everyone always goes, where's Newcastle? Is that in England?
I know where Newcastle is. You're like, no.
No. It's close to Sydney, but it's not Sydney. It's like a mini Sydney.
I love Newcastle.
I love Newcastle.
You know who took me to Newcastle?
Steve Copendi.
You know what? I did a gig in Sydney, and Steve drove me from Sydney to Newcastle.
No way.
That's how we became friends. I'm like, I will never forget this, man. This is amazing. And he's like, you know what? So every time he comes to LA, he stays with me. I'm like, dude. We're buds.
Best man.
He's like, you've repaid the trip like 10,000 times. I'm like, no, but I never forget.
Yeah, he's a jet setter.
He's awesome. Yeah. I love that kid.
Traveler.
Shout out to Steve Capandi. All right, so you're from Newcastle.
Yes.
What part of Jersey are you from?
I'm from the Jersey Shore.
All right.
From Lacey Township. It's right south of the seaside, north of Long Beach Island. And I grew up on the water. It was wonderful.
That's nice.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful area.
Oh, yeah.
Party town.
Party town for That's sure. Right. Seaside Heights. Oh yeah.
But, and where are you from?
I'm from the Gold Coast.
Oh right.
Australia, which again, nobody knows what that is.
I know where it is. I've been to Australia twice.
Amazing. It makes me really happy. Yes. So what I usually say is that I'm from Brisbane, but okay. I'm not from Brisbane at all.
Where are you from?
The Gold Coast, which is an hour and a half south.
Well, what is there? Do you come from a little city in the Gold Coast?
Yes.
See, I like specifics. Let's get in there.
Palm Beach.
Okay.
Or Eleanora.
Yep.
But nobody
knows. I've been to Brisbane.
Okay.
I've been to Adelaide. I've been to Melbourne. I've been to Cairns. I've been to Perth.
Oh, I love Cairns.
I've been to Ayers Rock.
I haven't even been to
I know. That's why I mentioned it. And there's no Australian that I know that's been to Ayers Rock. I'm like, I've been to Ayers Rock.
Did you climb it?
I didn't climb it, but I went to Ayers Rock and Uluru that did the whole, both of them. And,
you're hardcore.
I'm hardcore.
I haven't even done that.
You know what? I partied so hard in Australia. I went to a sheep shearing.
What? Oh, yes.
In Brisbane.
That's good. That's
I was
fun.
Like, I was like, dude, I'm one of the people now.
Was this at like the Echo, the festival?
I don't know, maybe. I was like 11 years old the first time I went and saw that. I was like, look at this. I've got Tales from Australia.
Yeah. Did you wear overalls and a flannel?
I didn't, but you know what? I have a kangaroo skin because when I was a kid, I was like, we're not buying a kangaroo skin. And the person who was behind the counter, they're like, there are actually more kangaroos in Australia than people. And I was like, get the kangaroo skin. We're doing this.
Oh my goodness.
That's crazy.
Isn't it
crazy?
You're more Australian than us.
Hey, yeah, I know. Maybe. G'day, mate. Yeah. See?
That was pretty good.
The best thing is always cheers, cheers.
Cheers, mate. Yeah.
See, I know my stuff. And I interrupted you. I didn't mean to say. You were saying but, and then I totally shifted gears.
I'm good. I was going to go on about the Jersey Shore.
Oh,
I love it.
Go on about the Jersey Shore. Come on now.
I mean, it's really cool. I grew up on a boat, pretty much. I was lucky enough to have a boat in my family. We would go every single Sunday. We went to Tysus Shoals. And all of our friends went. It was so great. And I was just going to go off about that.
That's amazing. That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
I love stories like that because you get pictures of people's lives. You're like, man, I need to go to the Jersey Shore and get on a boat and spend my July there.
There's
no bad rap. Well, you know why. It's because of the Jersey Shore of the show. Yeah. You know, it's like, nah.
You
get a bunch of Guidos representing you,
Great.
It's okay. We won't judge. So let me go through the whole story. You guys all are in an all-female group, a quintet that's all tap dancers.
Oh, yeah.
Correct, yes.
How did you all get into tap individually? We're going to start with her since, Talina, you've already told some of this story.
Okay.
And we're going to go down the line.
I started when I was about 2 years old, and I think my mom put me and my sister into it. Babysitting, because we had a big family.
Okay.
So I started it and went to one dance studio, then moved to another one, which was called Coastal Dance Theater. Shout out to Miss Halsey and my amazing tap teacher, Lola Wilson. And I just loved my tap teacher so much that's the reason why I kept going.
Were you tapping to any style of music, mostly jazz, everything?
Everything.
That's awesome.
We're also lucky enough to be very close to the Tap Dogs because my principal, the owner of the studio, Kay Horsey, her sons, Chris and Drew Horsey, were in the Tap Dogs.
Wow.
Which is a massive tap dancing group in Australia. So they would often come to our studio and teach us workshops and classes and
that's amazing.
Competition pieces and stuff like that. When I was like, oh, this is another style of tap that I really enjoy and really like, as well as a traditional style, which I grew up doing. So I think from 2 years old on, and I'm not going to say my age now.
You fell in love with it. No, you all look young.
You
all look 21 at the most.
Yeah, dance, tap conventions and solos and lots of competitions.
Mm-hmm. I always ask every tap dancer that's been on here, have you seen the movie Tap?
Oh, yeah.
That's one of my favorite movies.
Yeah, it was actually Jez just posted about that on one of our blog posts.
So good.
Yes. Mm-hmm. She did like a top five tap
dance
movies.
Yeah.
And that was
most necessary.
Yeah, like one or two in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah, it's definitely overrated. Underrated.
Overrated.
No, it's definitely overrated. I mean underrated.
Underrated, because that's a great movie.
So I've taken some tap, and that scene where he has a little pickup on the tap, I was like, I want to do that. Yeah. I want to, because like that, how cool would it be to just like modify the sounds? Like, I love the sound of a tap.
Yeah.
But it's cool that he did it with like different style instruments. And just, I mean, I just think that's so innovative and cool. Like, it's just, I love tap. I love it. So I've actually featured a lot of tap dancers on the show because I love tap. It's amazing.
Yay.
Amazing, amazing craft. All right. So how did you get into tap?
Similar to Kate, I grew up in a competition world. So I started when I was a baby. I had a wonderful tap teacher named Mr. Dan. He was wonderful. And then I grew up in a competition world. Yeah. And then I went to college for it, actually. So I got my BFA in commercial dance. I graduated last May.
Where'd you go to school?
It's called Studio School. It used to be called Relativity School. It was brand new. I was the first graduating class, which is super cool. But I had a great teacher, Johnny Hobbs. And
we love Johnny. He's been on the show. Mm-hmm. We love Johnny.
He introduced me to kind of the real world of tap dance that I was never exposed to in my competitive life. So there was a lot more to it, and I really fell in love with it. And I already, I had a skill for it no matter what. And then I was introduced to the professional world and got serious about it about 2 years into college.
So, amazing. I just saw Johnny recently. I saw him at Wolfpack, which is like a funk band. And he said that he's teaching all of his tap dance students to this music. And I'm like,
yeah.
So I was like, man, you got to check out the Fearless Flyers. It's another like variation of this group. He's like, he sent me a text like midnight. He's like, man, I just downloaded this stuff. It's going to go into the next class. I'm like, how awesome. This it's is amazing favorite. Music to
we
tap to.
We just did a whole video to one of yeah. the Flex songs.
Yeah. So I just love him. He's just great.
He's and wonderful.
You guys are doing something beautiful. All right, Talina, how did you get into tap?
So similar to Kate, I started at 2.5. I had an older brother that was a tap dancer, like he was learning, and I'd always try to get in there and be like, I want to do this too. I want to be like my brother.
That's right. Like, I want to tap.
I got to do this.
Yeah.
But my mum's also a tap dance teacher, but I never learned off my mother. Like she has
That's
her
amazing.
Own. Yeah.
She you don't want to learn from mom. You're like, mom.
No. But I went to the Donna Mikulitza School of Dance, and similar to Kate as well, her two sons were in the Tap Dogs.
Wow.
So Tap Dogs was the thing. Dean Perry really
came out
and did
a thing. So it was like a big movement of tap.
Yeah, yeah, it really was, because suddenly you saw a very old school Broadway style of dancing, which is amazing.
Right.
And there's so much technique in that. So I think it's so important that everyone starts with amazing technique. But then these guys came in with boots, and I mean workman boots.
Right. And you're like, what is this? What are you doing?
And they're ripped, and they're tap dancing. I mean, might as well add that in.
That's another perk.
Yeah. And they really did some really awesome stuff. I never stopped from... When I started, I absolutely fell in love with it. Every style of dance, but tap has always had my heart. And and now we're here, and I'm in a different country, and I'm following the dream, doing what I love.
Yeah, you and know? You put this group together, right?
I did. So I always thought that Dean Perry would come out with a female version of the Tap Dogs, and he didn't. Mm-hmm. And then one day I was just like, why am I waiting on someone else to do something that is in me to do? I want to be creative. I want to do this. And I have such love for film as well. So my dream was always to make tap dance commercial and put tap dance into film and make it something that people go, oh, wow, this can be funky too. So people kind of see our stuff and they're like, oh, I haven't seen tap dance like that. And I'm like, great.
That's amazing.
That's the aim. That's what.
Have you reached out to like Savion Glover or any of those cats?
I mean, you know what? I always feel like you can never stop learning in tap dancing. Like, there's always something more to learn. So I always say, hey, if he was coming through the city, we'd be like, let's go jam with him. Let's go, like, do a workshop with him.
There's so much to learn.
Yeah, you can never, it doesn't matter how good you are. There's always something new coming out. People are even infusing, like, Irish tap dance with tap dance, mainstream tap dance. So I'm like, everything is happening with tap dance, and it's freaking exciting.
It's I think it's one of the most classic, beautiful, and artistic art forms.
Yeah,
it's just the most inherently accessible, because you're listening to a beat. It's rhythmic. Mm-hmm. It's like a drummer with your feet, really, essentially, right? And it's like, it's such an expressive, like a live art form. So I've always been drawn to it. I've always just been like, you guys are amazing, because it's just it's an amazing art form. It really is. So my sax player, who passed away recently, he was an amazing tap dancer as a kid. I don't know if I told you this story.
No.
So he won a tap dancing contest at the age of 11, I think, through Gregory Hines with the movie Tap. And he brought Zane on the Donahue show with Savion Glover. So Savion Glover and Zane were very good friends. So Savion Glover came to his memorial and tapped at his memorial. So I got his email. I'm going to send him your video. Yeah. I can't guarantee that he ever will respond, but I definitely have a link to Savion Glover. I will forward him your new video. I'm telling you now. That's why I was like, I'm going to just ask if they have made any kind of attempt, because that's one way you guys should collaborate, because I know he would love it. And you guys are doing something so unique and so awesome. It's beautiful and it's artistic and it's expressive and there should be a collaboration there.
Thank you.
That's that. But
you are great.
No, that's I mean it. So tell me about this new video you've got going on. You're releasing it in 1 week or 2 weeks?
Two days.
Yes. Oh,
I know.
Perfect.
I can't wait.
Well, I think because you emailed me maybe a week ago, I was like, okay, 2 weeks. I got to make sure this happens.
Yeah.
So 2 days.
Yeah. We're mad excited.
That's exciting.
Yeah. So excited.
Look,
that's awesome.
It's super definitely exciting. Been a process. Yeah. We actually filmed it in, when did we film
April
it?
April
19th.
Wow. Okay.
And gosh, we have, don't worry, we're going to get there. We have many stories behind the scenes of this, of things that happened.
Like what? I love, this is the story. This is the good stuff.
Okay, do we go there?
Yeah, go there.
So the wonderful Sherman, which is a place on Ventura, it's a lovely bar. So I went in there and I had a meeting with the owner and I was like, listen, we want to do a dance video and we'd love to feature your bar and, like, you know, a little bit Coyote Ugly style. We want to tap dance on the bar.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Yeah. It was a day three of filming and we had in that room till 10 o'clock, I believe. And then we were going up into the attic room. And we notice that we've scratched up that bar.
We scuffed up the bar so
That's all right. That's all right.
Oh, no, yeah. It was bare.
We thought it was going to be okay.
Yeah, like we wiped that down and we couldn't really tell because the sun wasn't overhead at that point.
Right,
so it looked pretty all right. Mm-hmm. I mean, we
looked
felt like pretty good
but
at that.
But he had to know there was going to be some kind of marks.
Right,
beauty marks.
Right.
Beauty marks.
But after we finished the shoot, the manager got on the phone to me, which, listen, he was lovely and he was great, but I understand that this is a business and they can't have a tapped-up bar. Yeah.
Wait a minute. So they gave you grief about leaving marks on a bar? Yeah.
Let's be honest.
How many bars have you been to where it's an immaculate bar? That's ridiculous.
None unless they're first open.
Yeah. And not only that, how cool is it when you have marks, when you have things like that? Honestly, like when I first got like a guitar, it was like, oh, this has to be in pristine shape. But then when you start getting that wear and tear, it has a story.
Yeah. Right.
It has an
it's
edge. So that's unfortunate.
It has a story, all
right. Yeah, that's right. we left our story. That's right.
We left our mark. However, I did have to get a contractor to... So, like, I like to think that maybe we sponsored the bar top a little.
There you go.
However, he sponsored us the space for us to use.
Very
so I was like so grateful that they did that. It was the perfect space. And when you see the video, you're going to be like, oh, that's amazing.
This makes sense.
And I have to say, he was wonderful through the whole process.
Okay, that's cool.
But I have to say, I was a hot mess because I was like, is the business going to have to shut down?
Is that
like, it was day three of filming and like producing it as well. I was like, oh my gosh, why on day three? It should be celebration.
Like, that's like, and all now of I've a sudden, got a it's like you're saying, oh, by the way, my marching band is coming in here. And then when they come, they're like, it's really loud in here. It's like, what you knew what you were getting into. I mean, I think it's cool that you did it. It's like, I think it's unfortunate that sometimes people are like,
it's a memory.
Yes.
Oh, it's such a memory.
Well, there's always a cost. There's always an obstacle.
Yeah.
It comes with every art form. I think, you know, it's like that's part of the joy of what we do as artists. Mm-hmm. It's like there's always some obstacle that you have to overcome that's like a bullshit like thing that's like, what?
Uh-huh.
And then when you get through it, you're like, all right, it's sweeter. It's sweeter as
and
a result.
It worked out fine. Everything was settled and we got something really beautiful out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thankfully.
I always feel like when you create something, whether it's a video or a song or, you know, a performance, just being able to finish it, that's the goal.
Yeah.
Just being able to, the fact that you had the whole shoot and you, there was, nobody got hurt, nothing, no major calamity.
Yeah.
It's like,
no falling
all the
off
rest.
The bar.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, I'm serious. Yes. No, I did a video shoot where it was like a 100-person shoot. We had to have a medic on set and everything. It was like, I was like, man, I hope this is just a recipe for disaster. Mm-hmm. So now I go into everything where it's like, all right, if we get by the thorns and we get to smell the roses at the end of this, success. It's a success.
Yeah.
So the fact that you have it, it's edited and it's ready to be seen.
It's ready to go.
Yeah.
2 days.
That's crazy.
And I have to give a shout out to our other two girls. We have Jez and Sydney.
Yeah.
So there are two other tap-thats that were also a part of the video.
That's right.
And you know what? It's like five different flavors.
Yeah.
You really do get
a little bit of
everything.
Oh, I've seen your videos. I've seen, you got some fire. It's awesome. Yeah. You guys all have sparks. You're like,
Yeah, we all have different styles, also different, came from different backgrounds. Then we all come together and learn so much from each other, I feel like. Because especially these two, for me, I am used to my rhythmic style of tap. And they don't tap like me. So it took me a really, really long time to get used to it and understand what they're doing and learn how to do what they do properly.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure, like, we all learn from each other. It's amazing. Totally. It's so fun.
Mm-hmm. And then there's got to be some tap-offs every now and then.
Oh, yeah.
There's
got to
be some expression.
Always a good fun.
Yeah.
Good old jam sesh.
That's awesome.
It's necessary to get better.
How do you choose what songs you're going to work on?
I think, well, if you want to get traditional with it, you go to jazz music.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's always a good base to start at. I think when you're practicing and when you're choreographing, it's always good to have that in the back of your mind because it's all musicality. And but the challenge is dancing to what we dance to, I think, because it's all, it's very poppy.
Pop, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's a completely different kind of music that is really difficult to dance to sometimes. But it's really fun to learn how to do that and branch out to different genres.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's the crossover element. Yeah. Because it's like a lot of people assume, oh, it's Broadway, musical theater, jazz, and then that's it. And then when you see people kind of like pushing the envelope and doing jazz, funk, hip hop, like I saw Savion Glover do, it was a drummer and him, and they were just
jamming.
And it was like, oh man, this is awesome. You know, like I would never would have thought a tap dancer playing with a jazz trio and then a drum off, tap off. Well, that's innovation right there. It's like when you're pushing the envelope and also you're doing it to songs that are so accessible.
Exactly.
And you're creating another level of expression on top of it. That's what makes it unbelievable.
That's what makes it different, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
We do something completely different than everyone else.
And it's always pushing the boundaries of creation. So like with every video, you'll notice the very first video, there was rain. Like I built a rain machine. So it was like to have dancing in the rain was like something different. So then the next one was more of a rock one.
Yeah.
And then we just had one that was in a cage. Mm-hmm. Was
that
one
before
this?
Now my mind roam a little bit.
It was very hardcore.
It was very hard.
That's awesome.
And we actually got a stunt person to come in and teach us as well some
fight
stunts.
Fight choreography.
Yeah, fight choreography because we were like, we don't want to look like girls, like, punching.
Yeah, we want to do it. We want to give it justice.
It was fun.
Yeah. And we want the people that are watching that actually, you know, studied that to be like, oh.
Yeah, so it's legit.
Yeah, it's legit.
But that's because you're artists. Yeah. That's, you're like, oh, let's not be fakes. Let's learn the technique.
Yeah,
let's learn
how to
the
do
art.
It.
Yeah. So how do you choreograph? Together, parts?
For the videos, Telly does.
From the beginning, I've always done pretty much everything.
You're like, you ladies are dancing my moves. That's it.
I mean, that's like, that's
I'm just kidding.
That's kind of how it was in the beginning. So as far as the videos, I conceptualize all that. I choreographed all that, and I bring it in. I do it with the girls all the time. And then we're in the process of putting a show together right now as well, which is, you know, it was something I'd been working on for a very long time. But starting this year, when the group worked together so well, it's all about having the right combination of girls. And everyone brings so much to the table that we've really been doing collaboration pieces as well. So Instagram is such a big thing now that our big thing is to always pump out choreography and put content out because we can.
Yeah.
Like we're using that as a marketing tool, but everyone is so creative and everyone, like we might go eight count, mm-hmm. eight count, bring it together.
Wow.
And that's kind of like how we do it. And we'll do that in one class, like one rehearsal.
That's awesome.
And we film it in the same thing. So it's been really wonderful to have everyone's flavor come forward. And, you know, like I know if I was to just watch it and I didn't get to see the rehearsal, I could tell you whose bit was who.
I was going to say.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you can hear it or what?
I mean, I even think the rhythm patterns, absolutely.
Wow.
I could be like, oh, yeah, I know. Okay, that was Jazz. That was Em. That was Kate. That was Sydney. Like, you really, like, I feel like I know everyone so well now. And we know each other so well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that would work if it wasn't the right combination of girls.
Right.
Because everyone is so supportive of each other. Everyone is like, oh, girl, that's great. That's great. There's no like, oh, well, what about if we did that?
Right. Yeah.
Like, we're just like, that's awesome. And it really does come together, and it's like, bam.
And we always help each other, too.
Yeah. What I also love, too, it's like, you know, I'm sure you know this. Tap dancing, unfortunately, has been kind of male-dominant in a lot of ways.
Yes.
You're creating a voice for women to work together, empower each other, and do something that's just incredibly gifted. Mm-hmm. And it's giving an audience a different perspective. It's like, here, we're going to express, you're going to see some real shit. You know, it's like, that is what tap dancing is missing.
Yeah.
So you're creating a voice. It's like, you're creating a movement, and I love what you're doing. So tell me, so you did a Miranda Lambert song, which is also like a nursery rhyme song. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So the song's Little Red Wagon by Miranda Lambert. I mean, she did the funky new version, the country woohoo, twang, twang.
Yeah.
but it actually is a nursery rhyme. There's a Little Red Wagon, little nursery rhyme that's way back in the day. I mean, it's probably public domain now that I think about it. Mm-hmm. It was so old school.
It's like Happy Birthday.
Yeah, it's like Happy Birthday.
Crazy.
But the fun thing was we made it even more us because Kate and I both actually re-recorded the song.
Yeah, yeah.
And did it.
Look at this. Multi-talented, multi-faceted. You're like, not only do we tap, we also have beautiful angelic voices.
I think it wasn't me.
Put my country accent on.
That's right.
But yes,
that's
it sounded so American.
Yeah.
That's very awesome.
American. Yeah.
Well, my band always says, you know, like, you should sing a song and then talk in an Indian accent. And people will be like, what happened to your accent? I'm like, that's such a great idea.
Yeah.
You hear the accent when you speak, but you don't always hear it, you know?
Not when you sing.
Yeah. I think the funny thing is most artists and singers, depending on where they live, they still sing with an American accent.
Right, right.
Yeah, except for there's a couple, you know, like Ed Sheeran and Adele. They kind of keep their accents, but most others,
they don't.
They sing in American accent.
And I think
accent.
It's almost like you emulate what you want to hear and sound like because of the music and records that you grew up with.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's amazing. So you recorded this song.
We did.
Yes.
And then you knew you were going to like choreograph a routine and dance. You were going to have a dance off.
Yes. So we were going to dance off.
That's awesome.
We actually hadn't recorded it until all choreography was done.
Yeah.
So it was the choreography was done because also there's like a dance break in the middle where there usually is vocals. But I knew that beat was so awesome that it was like, no, it just needs to be tap dancing.
Yeah.
Just beats.
And it's actually, I think it's all favorite of our favorite part.
It's our favorite part of the video.
Because it's just so different. All of a sudden, the vocals cut out, and it's just the beat and our tap.
Oh, it's so nice.
And you're instantly like, what?
Yeah, that's awesome.
You remember that it's a tap dance video.
Yes.
Yeah.
What time are you releasing the video? Do you have a time?
Yeah. Well, there's two little things happening. So we've got people that subscribe to our Tap That Squad.
Yeah.
And they'll get it at midnight.
Okay.
So as soon as it's 12:01, they get like they get it. They can get it
burning
right
the
there.
The midnight oil. Yeah. Tap that. Yeah. I like it.
But other than that, it'll be released at 8 o'clock.
Oh.
8 a.m. Not PM, because you don't want to lose out on a day.
Yeah, you can't.
Yeah.
And
you
sit there and just Thursday.
Cut and paste, cut and paste.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Are you all promoting together?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. We'll all be on our phones ready to be like, bam, bam, bam.
You're like, I can't take any family emergencies right now because I'm just promoting my tag video.
Posting, reposting,
and promoting.
I think this is the most we've ever promoted a video.
Yes.
Because this is the biggest one. I think.
Yeah.
Production
Three days of shooting?
Yeah. Every other day we've done it in like a 1 8-hour set, but the location has had so many different assets to it that it's like outdoors, indoors, cages, you know, all the things. So this was actually, it's a shout out
you're
to
definitely
the valley.
Toying with the man's imagination. You're like, what are they going to like? Cages. Let's put
cages.
Where
not
we
this
tap
one.
Motocross is next.
Right. Well, this one is a little bit of everything. Like, we're really like shouting out to the valley.
Yeah.
The whole thing features the valley. So that's it's a bit of a girl's trip, I would say.
Yeah,
and it's fun. And there's a bar scene.
Much fun.
It's so much fun.
And I love that. Wait, real quick. I love that you're all wearing the Tap That shirt.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
First of all, my favorite color is blue. So I'm like, I love this already.
We should give you one.
Yeah. See?
Yes.
There we go. It'll be real ass tight, but I'll wear it. I'll rock that shit.
Support.
People are like, I don't want to tap that, but this.
It's wearing on Thursday. Yes.
So tell me about your tap shoes. You got these crazy denim tap shoes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
We got a bunch now.
Yeah, we've got so many tap shoes. It's awesome. That's because amazing. A girl can never have enough tap shoes.
Yeah. So you have like all your like your heels, your tennis shoes, and then you have like all your tap shoes.
Yes.
Tap shoes.
That's kind of sexy. I got to say that. As a person who loves tap dancing, that's kind of sexy. That's very, very cool. Them.
So yeah, we have our denim ones. We have sparkly red. Our black and white with the red heart.
Original ones.
Oh, yeah.
And then classic. The OG, just black.
Just our plain black. Ones.
Practice. And then, yeah. And we're actually sponsored by Soul Dancer.
That's our
nice. So we custom create what we want and they make them. So it's really awesome because we can kind of go like, oh, want a pink tap shoe?
Yeah.
We can get a pink tap shoe.
Yes, please.
So they've been really wonderful. And I think it's fantastic that they really got behind us from the beginning, from the release of the very first video. It was actually Soul Dancer in Australia that reached out to the USA and was like, you need to see these girls. And then before I knew it, I was on the phone and we've just been getting shoes ever since, and it's been
that's amazing.
Really, well really
deserved.
Wonderful.
Well deserved.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And you're going to do a performance, right? Let's get to the performance.
Yes, we're going to put our tap shoes on.
Oh, okay. Well,
totally.
Maybe you do them one at a time, and we'll stall. Is that?
Yeah.
Or are you just like, I mean, you're like fast. You're like, I can do this in a heartbeat.
Give me a second.
We can do it pretty fast.
You're like, oh, I could do it like a magic trick real quick. Totally. It's just like putting a hat on.
Yeah. But I have to give a shout out to Dima. Dima was actually our cinematographer and editor on the video. So,
how long did it take to edit?
It's definitely been a process because, you know, that's the thing with LA. Jobs come up and everything like that. And he's an amazing freelance photographer as well. But his job got even more secure. So that, you know, you come up against little things that come up. And
isn't that the hardest too when you're like, oh, I would just want this finished sometimes.
Totally, yeah. Totally.
You want it on a timeline.
But you know what? Art. Sometimes art, you got to wait for the brilliance, you know?
It's another obstacle.
Yeah,
it's like, here, hold on. It's finished. You're going to have to wait now 9 months till you really, till you really see it again. Till you can relive it.
Do you really want it?
Do you need me to move? Yeah. Do I need to move?
No.
Are you sure? Don't lie to me.
No.
Don't lie to me.
I won't.
Do you want me to move? I can't move.
I
can
easily.
No, I think
we can.
Yeah, we can just push these chairs.
Are you sure?
To
don't be bashful.
Don't you want to join us?
Well, if you taught me the routine, I would have. But you know,
he could have practiced.
All right, I'm gonna have to somehow videotape this.
Yeah.
Be like, guess what I'm doing right now.
I mean, it's not every day.
That's what I'm saying.
Having five of us really wouldn't have.
Oh, Renan, he's like, I'm getting in here. I want to watch this.
Yeah, I'm gonna try something I never did.
Oh yeah, a little videography. This is gonna be awesome.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can get.
How
can I get everybody?
1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah.
Okay. Ooh. So we're not gonna be too fast.
All right. I'm gonna video it. You really video it.
Really?
Yeah.
And video just them, please.
Facebook Live.
Yeah.
Facebook Live. We love that.
You tell us when. So you don't need any music or anything. You're just gonna.
No, we're just gonna.
All right, well, you want to do a little countdown? Just do a little countdown.
Are we ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Get applause for that. That was amazing. I'm gonna give you a hand personally. Yeah.
Yes.
Woo. You're like, I'm winded. That was hot. Man. You ladies aren't kidding. You aren't messing around. So do you ever just get tempted to just like, hey, let's go out, put your tap shoes on, and let's go tap in the middle of a crazy crowd?
We did do that for
Tap Dance Day.
Tap Dance Day. We found
a corner.
A corner and a mural.
That's amazing.
We found a really beautiful mural and did the shim sham.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
and it said love behind us too. So we were kind of like, we're such lovers.
Yeah.
Like we actually always say we're like, we seriously love each other. We're like, you're the greatest. You're the greatest.
No, I love you.
And
no,
then it
I
said, it's love behind. And we're like, awesome. Great.
Yeah. Well, there's not, there's no coincidences. It works out like that.
Yeah.
That's
spread
amazing.
Spread the love. Spread the love.
Yeah, it's just a good crew.
Yeah.
Because like good they say, like, you can't pick your family, but you can pick your friends. But I feel like we didn't pick each other. Like, we didn't personally pick each other. Like, Telly picked us. Yeah. And it's just amazing that how well it works.
Did you know each other before in Australia? Nothing. Wow.
No.
So Johnny Hobbs.
Johnny Hobbs.
He's getting a lot of mentions.
Yeah.
We love you, Johnny.
He's probably like, yeah.
I moved to the States, took a tap class. Was it the first class I took? Nearly 3 years ago now.
Gosh.
And he came up to me after class and was like, you should meet my friend. And I was like, okay. And then I think
you're like, boy, I've heard this before.
Well, I was just kind of like fresh,
right?
You know, fresh off the plane, and was like, great, anything I need, you know, I don't have any work, I need whatever you can give me.
Yeah.
And I think he reached out to you first, Telly.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I have this another Aussie, because as soon as you say they're Australian, I'm like, great.
Yeah,
like, they're my friends.
I already love them already.
And then we just kind of got in contact, and then we set up a jam session.
Yeah.
And we went to a studio, and you taught me a crazy.
Oh my God.
You like push them hard. You're like, I'm going to give you, I'm going to be hard.
It was not easy. Yeah. It was not easy. I did the same thing to Emma as well, except Emma was with a bunch of 10. I think she was with about 10 people, whereas with Kate, it was a one on one.
That's nerve wracking.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh my God, she's Aussie. I've got to represent. Yeah.
Yeah. That's where I was like nervous about. I was like, oh, she's Australian. I'm Australian. We have to be, have to be good.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was great.
Yeah. It was like, you know.
And then we like filmed it, came back the next week or something and you the whole thing.
Again.
And you're like, oh.
Yeah.
You know
did you put them like through like a rigorous audition knowing 5 seconds and you're like, I already know that these two got, they got
I think
it.
So. Like I could totally tell in the first 15 minutes by how someone's picking it up.
Right.
I'm like, oh, this is going to be great. But I'm like, let's see how far we can go.
Right.
Let's see how
right.
far we can push it.
And then they're like, oh my God, this audition's crazy. This is not like an LA audition. This is even harder.
It was real tough. And I was just telling Telly before, when she first emailed me, I almost didn't answer because I was so nervous.
Yeah. Like, I don't know if I should do this.
I was like,
I don't know.
I don't want to meet up one-on-one. I'm so scared. Like, I was never in a position to do that because I was still in college.
Right.
Uh-huh. And then she's like, we're having an audition, an open audition. I was like, perfect. Other people around. And I'm so glad I went.
I remember that email.
Yeah.
I was living in West Hollywood and I got this email and I was like, Neil, she's emailed me. It's like this tap company. It's all chicks. And I was like, so in. I went onto the website and I was like, this is so cool. And I pulled up the Rain video and was like,
you're like, oh, this is it. I want this.
Uh-huh. And even like as a tap dancer, I feel like their response as a tap dancer was like, holy shit, this is amazing. So that's why to people that are not tap dancers, you can understand why they're like,
right.
Is it real?
Right.
Yeah.
Like, are they actually making those sounds?
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's
it's
what
so
we get,
cool.
like, oh. So,
we
like,
great.
Is
that's
it
crazy.
Fake?
That's so weird.
What we do.
Weirdos. Come
Weirdo.
On. Is it fake? They're doing
Weirdo.
The moves.
Oh my gosh,
yeah. Of course.
So, yeah, that's how we.
Yeah.
I don't know how we got on. Oh, I was. The.
How
we didn't
got
pick each other.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's gone through a couple different phases.
Yeah. I mean, the OG, the very first version of Tap That. Look, I have such love for every single girl that has been a part of Tap That, but I have to say this group more than ever have just clicked.
Yeah.
And it's right when it's right.
Yeah.
And
that's, you know what? That's how it is because you're going to first have a first lineup and then you're going to kind of figure out the like-mindedness. It's it's not only like the people that you can make art with. It's also like, can you tour with them? Can you in a bind with them? Can you spend long periods of rehearsals and everybody's excited about the material? Nobody's like looking at their watch. Like that's a lot of it too, because it's like when you love something that you create, you want everybody to love it. Yeah. You know?
Absolutely. And that's as creating, that's something big
that's
on
it.
Me. Like even before putting the video out on there's still a part of me that I'm like, I know it's awesome, but I'm still a little nervous because it's like,
it's always your baby.
Right.
And you want it to be like everyone to see it for everything that it is. Yeah. You know,
especially because it's something different too. It's different in the top community, right. So it can be received in many different ways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's always scary if when you're doing something different. That's why people don't do it, but we are doing it.
But it's got a storyline,
right,
too.
Yeah. We're
no one before have we had one where it's a storyline, nor have I seen tap dancers do anything with a storyline.
Usually they just put their boards down and kind of tap to a song.
Right.
And put it out there.
Well, the other thing too is you all have crazy, amazing personalities.
Oh,
and it comes out. It comes out in how you dance. Like you know that you either have it or you don't. You all have it.
Yeah.
You know that. It's like right away. Yeah. Now this is a cheesy question.
Cheesy. Yeah.
Why have you not auditioned for like an America's Got Talent? I know that I know that question, but really they would eat you up because what you do and how it is and everything is just.
You would think so. You would think so. However, we have actually been to that audition several times.
Really?
And the last time, we didn't do it this year, but the year before. Yeah, they put us straight through to the last audition round. Like they put us straight there. And every time they see our videos, they're like, wow. And I can envision what it would be like on the big stage. Once, like, let's add the rain on stage. Let's do all that. Yeah. And they'd be like, wow.
It's so political.
But I have to say, they put us on a floor that was so, it was like ice. So number one, on our tap shoes, it really was not safe.
Right.
And that's not where they filmed. There's like a preliminary before that.
Right.
And then they called me and they're like, they love you, but can you do like backflips? And I'm like,
so
we're in
tattoos. So
like,
silly.
We do enough. Like, honestly, they don't realize we make it
And it's
look
already
easy.
Dangerous. It's already dangerous just doing it like that. Honestly.
Yeah, on that little thing.
I'm serious.
They're totally take away from the tap dance itself.
They wanted a shock factor.
Yeah. We were like, well, that's crazy.
I mean, you know what? You gave me the answer that I was expecting because unfortunately, that's how it's so. It's such bullshit. It's total bullshit. It's all. I actually auditioned with my guitarist, my saxophonist, and they went ape shit. And they were following us around with the camera crew. They made us like do the whole fake, you know, montages up and down the street, like we're waiting. And then the producer called me 3 days later, and he's like, "You know what? They just want to. This was the first season. They're like, we want to make it a complete circus. So we're." You know, that donkey that you saw, the donkey show, he's going to be on, even though everybody knew that it was going to get an instant boo. And I was like, I thought this was a talent show. It's like, it's not a talent show. It's just about ratings. Yeah. Exactly. So unfortunately, it's really, it's let's showcase the judges and it's not about the art. But the shitty thing is you would on a real talent show straight to the top because everything you do is technically beautiful. Artistically beautiful. You all are beautiful and you're making art on art and it's artistic in all the ways that it needs to be.
And memorable.
So
it's memorable,
different. That's what it should be about. So
I like that.
We have to collaborate. Yeah. I'm gonna collaborate with you guys.
Yeah.
That's what I'm gonna do. We're gonna make a song.
Love your music.
You guys are gonna sing. I'm gonna write some tracks with you guys. We're gonna do a collaboration. I'm gonna get like a video crew.
Absolutely.
We're gonna
Let's
do something
do that.
Dope.
Yeah. Let's totally do that.
We're gonna do a you know what? I'm getting chills right now.
Ugh.
We're gonna do a tap story. I'm gonna get Johnny involved, Sarah involved.
Yes.
And I'll email Savion too to see if he can do it. And we'll make a little tap montage. We'll do something super dope like that.
So in.
Mark my words.
So in.
You know what? I wasn't even expecting to do this tonight, but we're going to do this. Not tonight, but we're going to do this.
We're going to work on it.
So let me ask you this. When you're gigging, first I want to ask you this because this is what I really love. Rehearsals. I love rehearsals.
Yeah.
Tell me what your rehearsals are like.
Oh, they're chaos sometimes.
Usually we're eating a lot.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's usually food involved.
That's good. That's amazing.
Yeah, so I come, it's at one of the studios that I teach at.
Okay, what studio is that?
It's called Twinkle Toes Dance Company in Highland Park.
Clever name.
Cute. For little kitties. And I have really, really nice parents, and they never see me eat while I teach.
Right.
Because I don't like to eat while I'm dancing.
Right.
So they always bring me snacks and food and coffee.
That's amazing.
It's amazing. So I have all these treats. And when the girls come, I'm like, I can't eat all this.
You're like, let's have Thanksgiving now.
Yeah. Pretty much.
So much pie.
Usually, pie.
So much pie.
It's very, very fun. I feel like in our rehearsals, we all do our own things. Everyone's in their own, space, but we're still there together.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like I'm always tapping with something in my hand.
Wow.
Yeah. Coffee.
And I always have something in my hand for the first 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Wow.
And then Everyone's just being crazy. It's so fun.
So is everybody just in their own kind of zone, and then you come together? Or are you like, I got this routine, and we're gonna do this? Are you changing tracks? Like, what's social. The hour? Like, yeah. I've never thought about a tap rehearsal. Okay.
Yeah. So our rehearsals usually are about 2.5 minimum.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then depending on our energy, or if someone has to run off for work, it could be 3 to 3.5 hours.
Okay.
I mean, we would go 5. We'd go 7. Yeah. Then we'd go 8.
Yeah.
But, you know, work and stuff as well. Usually we come in, we usually are like, hey, how's your day? How was your weekend? Blah, 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 blah. And, you know, everyone might start tapping a little in the corners or whatever. And then lately we've actually been choreographing Christmas sets because Christmas coming up.
Yeah.
So, we've been putting together our full set for that so that we can actually gig on that. And also I briefly mentioned before, we're in the process of a full length show. So that's got to stay in the body. So we run through that, and sometimes it's so in our body that we're like, oh, let's just run that one and this one and that one today and focus on doing a collab piece for Instagram.
Hmm.
So I feel like every week is...
So you have little goals, big goals. Little goals, big goals.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's interesting.
And I feel like we've been trying a lot to put a lot of content out on Instagram.
Yeah.
To like reach out to brands and partner with the brands and get sponsored by them, and then just like showcase their activewear or their energy drink or protein bars or whatever we feel like goes
That's
on
smart.
Brand with us.
It's really smart.
Yeah.
And then we get to just collaborate together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
which is my favorite thing to do.
Yes.
It's been really, I feel like we put out a lot the last couple months.
Oh, yeah.
That's great.
We've definitely been content heavy because, you know what, at the end of the day, that's our best marketing source.
Right.
And, you know, we just want people to know we exist. So when people find out that we exist, they were like, oh my gosh, didn't know you were around. Love you guys. Mad supporters.
Mm-hmm.
But unless they know we exist, we're just like,
It's weird because it's like, I think that's every artist's like obstacle. Mm. It's like you make this beautiful art and then you have to figure out how to get it to the people.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, you're watching shitty art just getting overly promoted. And
millions
it's like, that's, it's yeah, it's unbelievable. But like, you know what? You're doing it the right way. You're doing the slow burn and you are going to just keep on building. Because there's no way that people watch your videos and don't like your next videos and don't like your next... Do you have like a subscription, like a YouTube channel?
Yeah,
like
we have our YouTube channel.
I need to get on that. How come I'm not on that?
I didn't know, Nikki. What's going on?
I need emails or I need alerts that you got a new video. Because I'm like, what? Cages? Yes. How did I miss that one?
That's a good
one. Tap That Productions?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See?
On YouTube.
Okay, Tap That Productions.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this too. What's a big obstacle as far as collaborating?
With like between us?
Yeah, because there's always, every single one of you right now is probably listening to a different type of music.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're probably thinking of a different style or technique of tap because it is an expression.
Yeah.
You know, there's a technique and then you want to take it and innovate on some level. So are you doing more rhythmic? Are you thinking more classic? Are you thinking more, what's going to surprise people? What are you thinking about as far as how you collaborate in a different way? Both individually and together.
Okay. I feel like the last video we did, the LP video, that was, I think that was like a different one for us because personally, I was thinking about how it would look on the camera. So I wasn't really thinking rhythmic wise, but I was thinking, okay, we're going to film this and we want it to look really good. Where position wise should we stand and where should we change positions in the music? Where maybe, I don't know, Em, what were you thinking?
I was thinking about, because her music is so unique and different, I was trying to match what I wanted to do and what we were doing with her style of music.
Yeah.
To match it. And because it's all a tone. All music has tone and tapping has tone. So that was really, really important to me for most of our videos, honestly.
Yeah.
Most of our collaborations is just like matching the tone of each other and also what we're dancing to.
Yeah. Her voice and vocals. And
And I always listen to for the booms and the bams. Like when choreographed, I'm like, oh, I want to hit that bam. So what's in between that? Like, how do I feel in the middle to get to that bam? Mm-hmm. And if someone's choreographed just before you and they finish on the left leg, but you were thinking on the right leg, well, then you just need to change up what you were doing, and that's fine. So we're all very adaptable. Yeah. And look, sometimes people's brains don't work that day. Like that has happened where like we might have one person that's just like, you know what, I'm just not feeling this music.
Right.
And that's like, that's fine. Just do what you can and we'll fill in
in between. We help each other a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Because I
know. Your team.
Yeah, exactly. I know there's times that I'll just get completely stuck and be like, I know I want it to sound like this, but how?
How do I get there?
And they all just like help me, like show me this and that. And then we're like, okay, well, this works perfectly. And it's really nice that we're able to talk to each other and respect what we're doing, because it can feel personal.
Right.
Yeah.
Because it's such a personal art form.
Well, you care about it.
Yeah. Exactly.
And that's the hardest part of it. This is what I was getting at. It's like when you care about it, you are going to be sensitive about it. It's, you're all vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're all vulnerable as artists. It's like, but what's amazing is you come together and build something bigger than you are as individuals to make something joint and, you know, together. It's like, with togetherness.
Yeah, it really is.
I feel like
it's the ultimate.
There's never like a step that we don't like. Like there's never a step that someone will come up with and we're like, oh.
We're like,
because
no.
It's tap.
Right.
Yeah. It's like there's no step that you cannot like.
And what do you think when you're thinking tap, are you thinking rhythmically like tap tap tap? Are you doing like, you know, are you thinking beats? Are you thinking the way it looks, it feels, all of it?
I think about the rhythm.
Okay.
For sure.
Interesting.
I think about what the music is doing and how, and like the phrasing of the music and how I can phrase my taps to match it or complement it in a way.
Yeah, like match the cymbals and match the horn and match, you know, the bass on that part. And I feel like we all hear music really different, which is good.
For sure.
It's like we'll put a song on and like Telly will hear like the big booms and M hears like the little da-da-da-da in the background or something. And we all just kind of, fit it together.
Yeah.
Amazing.
In our last actual rehearsal, when we were doing the Christmas set as well, we kind of were thinking of finishing the routine with like a kick line, but we didn't want to do kicks because we're like, no, let's do something with that. So we actually made the kicks into wings.
Wow.
So little things like that where we might go, oh, that's a good idea, but how do we make that look like that but add a tap sound?
Yeah.
So I feel like there's little things like that where we're always trying to push and maybe do something different. Or I always try to make up a step maybe that I haven't seen before and I'm like, what can I create?
Yeah.
Like, how can I make that sound do then a wing into a pickup into a flick? You know, like, let's see what that becomes.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's trial and error a lot of the time.
Yeah.
And do you listen to an instrument before you're tapping over it? Like, to emulate? You said you sometimes are like, kind of like dancing with the instrument, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what's, besides drums, what's an instrument that you love the most to kind of bounce ideas off of?
Ooh, I mean, I'm biased. Because...
Go ahead. What
is it? Yeah, you can do drums.
My partner's a drummer, so drums is...
You're like, drums are it. It's just drums, drums, and more drums.
However, he has recently found a love for guitar, which I'm like, oh, no, our house is getting filled with. Yeah, I just picked up a new guitar, right? So he'll be happy to hear that.
That's awesome.
But yeah, drums, it would definitely be my... first pick.
Okay. Cool.
I think I really like guitars. I also have a very, like, I love violin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really, I like
music classic.
It's hard to tap to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's kind of tough, but I do love guitar. Like, I listen to rock music. I'm like, I want to dance this. I want to dance with a guitarist next to me. I think it's so beautiful.
Yes. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Jelena? I love a good bass.
Hmm.
Like, I think, like, there's something just cool.
Well, that's really cool. What's cool about that is, man, I got so many ideas about what we can do. The cool thing about bass is, like, bass and what you do, that's a rhythm section. There's your band.
Yeah.
So it's like it's dancing all over each other and it's totally not getting in your way.
Anyone's way.
Yeah, that's what's neat. What I was curious about was, nobody said voice, because you're creating such a voice over what you're doing.
Funny,
but I would think there'd be a voice emulation because you're basically a lead instrument. Like, tap is a lead instrument.
I think so, too.
So totally. It's interesting you all picked instruments that were not lead instruments, except violin. Violin's kind of...
I do love violin so much.
Yeah, it's the closest to... Maybe guitar, but guitar does a lot of rhythmic stuff, too.
Yeah.
So it's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't even think about voice.
Yeah.
No.
Well, even in mixing the sound for Little Red Wagon, it's very hard when, you know, we've got our vocals in the forefront.
Right.
But it's about the tap dancing.
Right.
So it's finding that happy medium. But in so many ways, I'm like, the taps need to be more dominant because it's about the tap dancing. So, I mean, we went back to the drawing board so many times where I was like, Dima, can you just like pump up the taps a little bit more?
And you don't mic the taps at all?
Well, actually, we do it two ways. So we record it. where everyone does it individually.
Oh, wow.
And we've done it with a Rode mic as well, live. So all the LP was done live, actually in the space, but not while we were doing it. We then did it in the space with the mic in between us.
That's amazing.
So that actually was crazy. A lot easier to do it that way. Huh. I have to say the mixing was a lot less.
I never even thought people would mic tap dancing. It's just amazing.
There are tap mics, but they're not Bluetooth, so they have to wire up your leg kind of thing. Hopefully
they're great. They are great.
Wireless ones.
Maybe that's
more
something
for stage. Yes. We definitely more for stage, not for like
for film
content.
But creation. When you see a tap show like a 42nd Street, are they're not miking their taps, right?
They'll be stage mics.
Stage mics. So they're like those little floor pads.
Yeah.
Right.
And or then they're probably hanging back.
Yeah.
Right. Huh. Yeah. Interesting.
So they could pick up anything if you're like snapping, they'll pick it up.
Yeah.
But when you're doing like a recording, you're actually mixing your taps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that's crazy.
Yeah, because actually, depending what floor you're tapping on, it's going to sound different. So if you're not actually at the space that you recorded it in, you want to make it sound like you're in that space. So it's just like recording your voice where you're like, oh, it should be coming through this part of the mouth.
Right.
You know how you can change the tone a little?
Totally.
So it's the same with the tap shoes.
See, this is fascinating. Like, I'm a music geek, and this is super fascinating to me.
Yeah.
You would never think that.
Mm-hmm.
You would never think that that much detail goes into how you're hearing what you're seeing.
Outdoor versus indoor.
And you can hear the difference. Like someone just...
I can hear it. It sounds so whack. Sometimes when you're dancing outside and it sounds like you're tapping inside.
Yeah.
It sounds crazy.
And you're looking at someone's, you know, video on Instagram. I think you can just tell the difference if they've mic'd it or if they've just done it live and haven't mic'd it. I feel like it's such a crisp, clean sound when we do mic them. We mic all of them.
Yeah.
And have you ever used like different woods to tap on?
Yeah.
Because like the woods all have different reverberation. And
what's
the favorite wood that you would, is it oak or like walnut or something like that? Like a dense wood?
I'm not sure of a certain kind that I mean,
like a birch wood.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oak.
These are nice.
These are good. But it's also about how they're elevated. You know,
so you can get the reverb and the sound.
Because the problem is you get a little bit of a like a woody sound. Like when I say
well,
woody, like a hollow, hollow, like weird, cloggy.
like that.
It's kind of like a clog, actually.
Did you
actually
say cloggy?
Cloggy.
That's so good. I don't think I've ever used that adjective ever.
I'm going to clog.
I'm just going to confuse people and be like, dude, that sounds so cloggy. And they're going to be like, What does that even mean?
That's a good
yeah, and I'm just going to be ahead of the curve and be like, you don't know. Yeah. These ladies, they showed it to me. They know.
Cluggy. Cluggy, like you got clog shoes on.
No, but I mean, I never would have thought that even little details like that affect.
Yeah.
Of course it does. It sounds.
Totally.
Of course it does.
Yeah.
So then why do only one level of the wood?
Would it
make a difference if it was like a little bit more stacked?
And hollowed out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like shapes.
Yeah.
You should all be on maybe different blocks or shapes.
Hearts and circles and stuff.
Seriously. Seriously. I'm not joking. I'm sorry.
I mean, I'd be...
I'm a music geek like that. I mean, those are the details. I'm thinking when we collaborate, you're going to be like, dude, he totally have the blocks. I'm like, uh-huh. See? Those are the details. Because it enhances your performance. Like if you each had a different kind of...
Wood.
Yeah.
Even if it was shaped, like hollowed out differently on the inside,
that's what I mean.
Wherever you tap is going to make a different sound.
Yeah.
It's like a music.
You'd be like a band. You'd be like a band.
Yeah.
You'd all sound different. That's crazy. Oh my God. I got so many ideas.
Yeah.
See this?
Write them down.
I'm serious. No. They're all stored somewhere. Yeah.
In there.
Yeah. Absolutely. Okay. What do you think is the greatest footprint you can make? Is it you being female tap dancers? Is it just the styles and like collaborations you're doing? Is it that nobody's doing anything like this right now? Are you a voice for young girls in tap dance classes?
Yeah, it's really
You know what I mean? Like, honestly. What do you think is your biggest footprint that you want to leave behind?
I'll go first, but I know everyone, we're very like-minded, but I still feel like everyone will have their own spin on this. But I think the greatest thing that we can be is role models to people that are dancing anywhere in the world, because especially like Kate and I, for instance, like we come from Australia, but here we are in America doing this. And just like you came from Jersey, like all the girls come from different places, but we all came to this place to pursue this dream. And I really believe if people keep doing what they want to do and follow their passion, you know, things will show up in their life. Like it will just keep happening.
Yeah.
But I also go, my goal was always to push the boundaries of creation. And I really feel like with every video
you're doing it.
That has happened. So just to see everything being so well received, like my heart is so happy. I'm like, thank you.
High five for that. Good answer.
Yes.
I like it.
Love it.
All right, go down the line. Let's do it.
Of course. I really think it is our responsibility as young women and young adults that we can be helpful to younger women that want to do the same thing.
Yeah.
Because I always say when I teach, I want to give people what I wish I had when I was younger.
Right.
And the opportunities and the openness and understanding of just being yourself, because it takes a lot and it's not always nurtured at a young age. And I also want to bring tap other places, places that they don't have it. And I know dance is so universal. It's a very, very important thing to always remember that you can bring it anywhere and it's going to be received and understood. And so my dream is to travel everywhere and anywhere that I can and give it to other people and show them something great, something that's changed my life and hopefully changed their lives too.
Man, high five. Good answer.
Thank you.
Pressure's on now.
Drum roll, please.
Get a case.
You're like, well, I just want to make sure there's more pies at rehearsal.
Yeah, right.
Chocolate.
More coffee, more pies.
That's right.
No, I feel like that was, you really hit on the head, because even though, you know, we don't all speak the same language in the world and we all come from different backgrounds, you can tap and, you know, people understand it. You don't have to talk to someone to understand that language when you're tapping with them.
Right.
You can just tap together and jam and be like, oh, I kind of know who you are as a person.
You can hear them.
Yeah, you can hear them, like they're speaking through their taps.
Right.
But then I'd have to go on with Tell as well. I am such a big I can't say that word. It's been a long day. Advocate. Making my students do tap and learn tap, because I myself have gotten so many more jobs and gigs and opportunities because I tap and I know how to tap.
Yeah.
Not just how to, you know, do jazz and musical theater and ballet and contemporary and whatever else there is. I'm a good tap dancer as well.
Yeah.
So they ask you in the room, you know, oh, who can tap? There's 500 people. Two people put their hand in the air. They're like, okay, you two, you get the job.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It really opens up a lot of stuff.
And I've definitely got a lot more opportunities from learning how to tap, and I just push that on them so much. Like, you know, you don't have to be the best tapper in the world.
Right.
But just know enough.
But just do it.
Know
the technique.
To get you in the door, to be like, you know what, I can do that. And I may not be amazing at it, but I'll work on it. But I've got the
high five. You get a high five too.
High fives all around.
You know what you guys need to do? And this is a crazy suggestion. I don't know if you've ever been in New Orleans. Have any of you been in New Orleans?
I have not, but it's on my bucket list.
You need to, and I'm going to tell you, you need to all go together as a group. And you need, there are street corners where kids take aluminum cans and they smash stick them to tennis shoes and they tap. You should do a cell phone video, not a big production, a cell phone video of you going into those little areas and tapping with these kids. I mean, I got chills. But I'm telling you, that would be something that would just light up the city.
Well, that's
it
how
would
it
light
kind of
up the city.
That's how tap kind of
Absolutely.
Began. In
Absolutely.
The street. They just, you know, in the street, put whatever on their shoes and made music.
Yes, and that's what it's about. That's what it's about. But, I mean, it's like, I think you could... Like, I know that what you're starting, when you're groundbreakers and trailblazers, as you are, it's a lonely road. Mm-hmm. It's a quiet frustration that you're going to always go through. And you're going to slowly bring it to every city and light little fires.
That's
you're going to light little fires.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to start little circles, become bigger circles, whether it's online and then you start doing it. People need to find out who you are. So tell us where everybody can find you. Give us that website, the handles.
Yes.
Give us all the info. Yes.
Our website is www.tapthatproduction.com. No S. Production.com.
Very
good. Scratch the S.
Yes, no S. And then you can find us on Instagram at tapthatproduction. Same thing with Twitter.
Twitter and YouTube.
Not Twitter, Twitter.
Twitter. Yeah. Same thing with Twitter. Same thing with Twitter. Yeah, YouTube is probably, I mean, you can find everything on our website, but I have to say our YouTube channel is where you're going to find all the goodie videos. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's Tap That Production.
And 8 o'clock in the morning, Pacific time.
Yes.
Thursday.
You're going to release your video 2 days from now.
Yep. Yes.
Yes.
You're going to send it to me because I'm going to send it to Savion Glover.
Amazing.
No guarantees he'll respond, but it's going to be in his inbox. I can guarantee that.
Thank you so much.
No, I'm serious. Yeah. And you guys keep doing what you're doing. We got to have you back.
Yeah. Yes.
Your next video, every production you do, you're going to reach out and say, and we're going to just keep having you back.
Yeah.
You're
going to
bring your boards. You can do a little performance. This is amazing.
I'm going to bring you a t-shirt.
Yeah, please.
Yes.
A big one. But I'll be tapping by then, and you'll be like, we brought you a big one, but you know what? You're not as big as you were.
No,
and I'll be like, no, it's okay.
Yeah.
It'll still be tight.
Yeah. And next time we'll bring Sydney and Jez.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you know what's kind of cool? It's like you came by yourself the first time. Now you tripled, and now you're going to quadruple.
Yeah.
It's like Voltron. That's how it is.
Be like, girls.
That's right.
Girl power.
Yeah. Well,
amazing to have you guys on. Thank you so much. This was like such a positive experience.
Such a pleasure. You made our night.
Tap That Production on YouTube. Tap That Production on Instagram. Mm-hmm. 2 days. Today is the
22nd.
Yep. So 24th.
Yes.
8 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Check out their new video and just start getting into Tap That because that's what it's about.
Right?
We did good.
Which is so good.
On behalf of Renette and myself, we'll see you guys next week.